Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many people want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
NFL Lunch here on this Toted Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Before we get back to John Harbaugh, let's talk about some of the quarterback injuries going on in the National Football League. We know about Joe Burrow out 3 months with the turf toe in Cincinnati, but J.J. McCarthy ankle out 2 to 4 weeks for the Minnesota Vikings. Carson Wentz, come on down. Remember when he was the number two pick in the draft behind Jared Goff and was a guy that was well on his way to winning the MVP in 17, got hurt late, Eagles won the Super Bowl, and his career has been haywire ever since.
Yeah, that one's kind of a shot. Bob, he'll probably O'Connell, he'll probably play good for him. Who knows? You know, it's going to be interesting to watch. And McCarthy, because JJ's been struggling. I mean, he had one good quarter of 8. So him being out may be not a bad thing for right now for the Vikings.
Jaden Daniels, Washington, sprained his knee against Green Bay last Thursday night. His availability looks pretty sketchy for Washington coming up this weekend.
Yeah, and Bob, the thing about it is, if he can't move around that well, if he's hindered that way, better off not playing him, because that's a big part of his game, you know, is the ability to move around in the pocket.
And they lost Austin Eckler for the season last week, too. Yeah. Washington did with the Achilles. And with the Jets, Justin Fields, who had been playing well, concussion. Looks like his status is uncertain as well, perhaps heading into this weekend.
Yeah, normally guys with concussions miss the next week. And Fields didn't play great against Buffalo.
All right, let's get to John Harbaugh, NFL Lunch here. Here's Harbaugh. Met with the media yesterday, talked about Trenton Simpson, a subject we brought up. Hey, can he play defensive end if need be?
It's just nuance because Kyle Van Noy plays Sam in the base defense. But he also plays defensive end in the sub defense. You know, he's not playing off the ball in the sub defense. Could Trent play defensive end in the edge? Probably not right now. You know, it's not something that body type wise we'd be looking at doing at this time. But he can play Sam, sure, in the base.
Yeah. So in the base defense, where he's just lined up outside with the two inside linebackers to play out there and rush the passer. You know, will we see that? I'm guessing we'll see a Ajabo before we see Trenton Simpson out there rushing the passer.
How do they develop a role for him, though?
Special teams.
And that's it? Not what they envisioned.
No,
they expected him to be the entrenched starter. Not, hey, you're the starter for now until, you know, you're a game into the season and you're already benched for a rookie.
Yeah. Bob, if he's out there, like the role that he has, if he's out there, probably in pass coverage stuff, and then if it's anything close to the line of scrimmage, blitz him. Blitz him. Take all thinking out.
Getting to the offense, John Harbaugh. Ravens have scored 41 points the first two games. One of them ended in a loss, as we've talked about multiple times, but they made some big plays. So here's Harbaugh talking about the explosive plays in the pass game.
Yeah, the chunk throws have been good. You know, we had 6 explosive passes, which was good, solid. It's not we've had more, but it probably fit 60 percentile or something like that in the NFL in a game. But that's been big. You know, we're hitting a lot of, you know, people are playing man against us, and we've taken advantage of that. You know, you saw Zay have a bunch of plays in this last game, also hop, but
Bate, you know, Bate came up early in the game, made some plays for us and got us going. So, yeah, the chunk passing game has been good.
Yeah, big thing with the chunk passing game, a lot of times is the yak, you know, making somebody miss. Because I call chunk play any play over 20 yards. So, you know, the yak stuff is a big part of it, especially in man coverage. Because in man coverage, you beat one guy, you got a chance to make big play.
As Teddy Buchanan steps in for Trenton Simpson, John Harbaugh was asked if he'll continue to get more snaps over the third-year Clemson product.
I think we'll just kind of keep going week to week and day to day. I mean, you just never know what direction it's going to go. But, you know, when guys play well, they continue to play. And, you know, there's nobody not playing well. So, you know, if there's someone that we need to, you know, take out, we would. But that's kind of just how it works.
Well, all I know, Bob, is his first game, Buchanan, like, had 39 snaps, Simpson 36. Now it's 60-15. So, I mean, that kind of tells the whole story.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Harbs never knocks a guy. You know, so, I mean, that's the most polite way for him to say it.
So, as Teddy Buchanan's going to get more of the timeshare.
Oh, no doubt.
What does he need to do to make sure that this is going to be the prudent move for this defense moving forward? Are we asking a lot for a rookie going into his third game of his career?
Yeah, he's an older kid, too. The biggest thing, Bob, with the short arms and the missed tackles, you know, that's what causes him some issues is missed tackles. But he is super smart, is what he is, and he's got instincts. So that gives him a much better chance than Simpson does, and And, Bob, he had 26 snaps on the special teams, too. So he had a full workload.
It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. NFL Lunch, turning up Tuesday. Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Patrick Ricard has missed. He hasn't practiced in a month, basically. Hadn't played first 2 weeks. So what's going on there, Harbs?
It's hard to put a term on it like that. And I think it's a good, fair question. Because, you know, I'm not sure, you know, what you want to call it, but it hasn't been as quick as we thought. You know, it just hasn't been. I mean, there's no way around it. I'm disappointed, but Pat's more disappointed than anybody that hasn't gotten there faster than as what was expected when he first did it. So, yeah, it's been slower than we hoped, that's for sure. And we're kind of in that, I'd say, probably week-to-week mode with Pat right now.
Well, that sounds like, Bob, that they probably should have put him on IR before the season started, if it's still week to week. I mean, he's not going to be back for week 3, which is Monday night, and doesn't look like he's going to be back for Kansas City. So, Payton, just get consistent, man. Catch the football and don't be jumping off sides. If you make one mistake, don't make another one right after that.
Yeah, listen to Harbs. It's like a door song. Break on through to the other side, day to day, week to week, hour to hour, break on through to the other side. Jair Alexander, he didn't play Sunday, so John, why?
Yeah, it's such a great question. I wish it was really black and white, but I think he'll be out there soon. You know, it could be as early as this week. But it's going to be when he feels and you can see that he's right, you know, to go out there and just play like a top level Jair. I don't want to put him in a situation where he's got to try to overcome not quite being, you know, right as he can be, especially if we've got guys that can play well, you know. So that's just kind of like almost a great problem to have, that you don't have to force a player out there.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, well, now with Humphrey probably being out, maybe that may require it. The problem, Bob, you know, what Harbs, you know, was talking about is game shape. You know, he needs to get in game shape, football shape. And if you're babying your knee, how do you get in real good football shape? I mean, it's kind of a tough situation for the kid, you know, and having an extra day this week, you know, should help him. And maybe he plays more. But T.J. Tampa, I thought, played well in that game.
And they're going to have their hands full with that Detroit passing game for sure. But getting outside of the Ravens, a former Raven, Jadeveon Clowney, signed with Dallas. And it looks like he's going to plug and play against the Bears coming up this weekend.
Yeah, well, they had no pass rush, you know. So
neither the Ravens.
Yeah. So it was interesting because I'm guessing that the Ravens didn't call or whatever. So Clowney, I like, you know, I never thought Clowney was like a elite rusher. Thought he was a real good run player. So when the Ravens got him, I thought, yeah, I play good against the run. But he definitely surprised me when he was with the Ravens. He was a hell of a rusher.
Yeah, integral part of that defense, which was respected back in 2023. When we come back, we're not trying to disrespect anybody, but it's the Feeble Five, who are the five worst teams in the National Football League through the first 2 weeks of the season. We give you the schedule for week three as well. And then we're going to talk some college football. Bill Bender. From the sporting news, you got Notre Dame at 0-2. Clemson has two losses. All sorts of zaniness are going out there. Vatek and UCLA have already fired their head coaches. Maryland's undefeated going to Wisconsin. Speaking of coaches on the hot seat, say Maryland goes there and wins as 9.5-point dogs. What does this mean for Luke Fickell's long-term future there with the Badgers?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.